Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un are both now in Singapore. They're scheduled to meet Tuesday in an historic summit meeting. It will be the first time that a sitting American president has met with a North Korean leader. Mr. Trump says he's told his representatives not to sign a communique written by six of the G7 leaders who gathered for a meeting over the weekend in Canada along with Mr. Trump. The president was unhappy about statements made by Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at a closing news conference. Trudeau criticized Trump about new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum.
We do not want to harm American workers. We do not want to harm trade between Canada and the United States. But the administration's choice to impose illegal and unacceptable tariffs, illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
Like Trudeau, British Prime Minister Theresa May promised to retaliate for tariffs placed on EU goods. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said on Fox News Sunday that Trump did Trudeau a favor by attending the G7 summit.
He did him a favor, and he was even willing to sign that socialist communique. And what did Trudeau do as soon as the plane took off from Canadian airspace? Trudeau stuck our president in the back. That will not stand.
The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is holding its first summit since India and Pakistan joined the bloc, the organization widely seen as a means to block American influence in Central Asia. This is VOA News. Italy is refusing to let a humanitarian ship carrying hundreds of migrants dock at any of its ports. There are 629 migrants on board, including 123 unaccompanied minors, 11 other children, and 7 pregnant women. Most of them are from sub-Saharan Africa. The International Labor Organization reports 152 million children are victims of child labor, with nearly half forced to work in hazardous, unhealthy conditions that can result in death and injury. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, in advance of the World Day Against Child Labor on June 12th.
The ILO reports nearly half of the child laborers are found in Africa and in the Asia and Pacific regions. Sub-Saharan Africa has the largest proportion, with 1 in 5 children working. It notes children typically enter the workforce at the age of 6 or 7, getting involved in hazardous work as they get older. About 70% of hazardous work is concentrated in agriculture. Other forms include mining, construction, and domestic service. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the deportation of a New York pizza shop worker to his native Ecuador after the man was arrested while making a delivery to an army base in Brooklyn. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
During that food delivery on June 1st, someone at the Brooklyn Army base ran a background check on Pablo Villavicencio and saw an open immigration warrant. ICE was called and agents arrested the pizza delivery man. Governor Andrew Cuomo is asking federal homeland officials to look into the case, saying recent detentions raise significant legal questions.
This is the Trump administration. They're anti-immigration. They're going to great lengths. ICE is abusive. They violate due process. And that's what they did here.
Because of that judge's order, Villavicencio will remain in ICE custody until his case goes to court. Julie Walker, New York.
Leo Sarkisian, the creator and longtime producer of the Voice of America's Music Time in America program, has died. He was 97. Sarkisian spent a half century traveling Africa, listening to local musicians and capturing their performances. Those recordings became the basis of VOA's longest-running English program. Sarkisian retired in 2012 when he was 91. When he retired, he said, "I feel as if I'm just beginning." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.